This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, we'll learn the 9th to 10th Mishnayot, 2nd chapter of Mishneh Nazir, 1st Mishnah in the 3rd chapter. So these Mishnayos talk about like consecutive or multiple Naziruses. Right, so a person says, Hareini Nazir, right? Number one, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir. We know from the past that that is a 30-day period. Vin Nazir Kshieli Ben. And if I have a son, I will become a Nazir as well. Excuse me. Hitchil Mona et Shelo. So first you begin counting your Naziros because you accepted it upon yourself. Biachar Kach Nolad Lo Ben. And then within those 30 days, you have a son. So the Mishnah says, Mashlim es shelo, you finish your 30 days, v'achar kach mona et shel bno, and then you start another 30 for the Naziros on account of your son. But that's because in the order of taking upon yourself these Naziruses, first you said, I am a Naziros, right, independent of the son, and then you said, for the son. So you do the first one you took upon yourself first, I'm a Nazir, the second one for the son. What if you said, though, Hareini Nazir Kshieli Ben? Number one, I take upon myself Naziris when I have a child. Vin Nazir, when I have a son, sorry, more specifically. Vin Nazir, and also I accept upon myself a separate vow of Naziris. So now the order is reversed. The one for the son comes first, right? But you don't know when your wife is going to give birth, right? Exactly, and certainly back in the day, maybe even less so. So hitchil mona et shelo. So first you start, right? You might as well start. So you start doing your own nazirus, and then within the middle of the 30 days, v'achar kach nolad lo ben. Then you have a son. Now the first nazirus son kicks in. So maniach et shelo. You have to put aside your nazirus. Umona et shel beno. You count the 30 days for your son. And then, after you finish the 30 days for your son, you go back and continue the count, the Naziris, which is yours. Which seems that you can actually split that first Naziris in half, but you do not shave or bring the sacrifices at any point in between the two. At the end, right, you'll shave your head and you'll bring two sets of sacrifices, one for the Naziris on your son and the other for the standard regular Naziris. So that's all well and good when each one is 30 days. From the next Mishnah, we'll see. Things change once it's not a standard Naziris that you accept upon yourself. So Mishnah Yud. Hareini Nazir Lichshieli Ben. Vin Nazir Me'ayom. This is, again, an extension of the second case in Mishnah 9, Mishnah Tet. You say, I'm a Nazir when I have a child. So that is the regular 30 days, because it's unspecified. And Stam Nazirus is Lamed Yom, regular unspecified Nazirus, 30 days. But also you say, Vin Nazir Me'ayom, and I also am a Nazir for 100 days. So you start counting the second Naziris, because you don't know when your wife is going to give birth. So nolad lo ben ad shivim. So if until day 70, your wife gives birth, so let's say you count it 65 days, so your wife gives birth, so the Mishnah says lo hifsid klum. You follow the instructions from the last Mishnah. You stop the 65, at day 65, you count 30 days for the Naziris of the, upon the son Naziris. You can then shave and bring your sacrifices. And then you do another 35 days to finish in the count from the first one. All right. Now the halacha is, that you cannot shave on a Naziris that's less than 30 days. But here, you had a Naziris of 30 days, you shaved, you still had 35 days left. So that's not less than 30 days. So after the Naziris of the son, you shave, bring your sacrifices. You then fill in the rest from the other one, another 35 days. It's more than 30 days. And at the end of the, you know, finishing that first 100 day nazirah, so you also shave your head and bring another set of sacrifices. La'achar shiva, what happens now? It's day 73. And your wife gives birth, right? 73 out of the 100. So here, the Mishnah says, Soser Shivim. Read literally, that means you've ruined the first 70, which means you'd have to stop, do the sun, and then go back and do another 100. And that's how Rashi reads it. But most of the Mefarshim, right, the Rambam and many others, read it as follows. And this is actually the primary reading in the Kehatian, as that is kind of our path in these podcasts. I'll give you that one as well. Right, the Rambam reads Soser Ad Shivim, that if day 73, anything that is past 70 is ruined. So if it was day 73, and then your wife gives birth, you stop, you do 30 days for the son Nazirus, and then you have to do another 30 days to finish the original Nazirus. Because then you shaved after the 30 days for the sun. You can shave only after another 30 days. So you've lost those 3 days. As opposed to lo hifsid klum, right, in the first case where the wife gave birth before 70 days, here you lost 3 days. Or if it was day 85, you'd lose 15 days. All right, it says, the Mishnah, ein tiglachas pachos mishloshim yom. You do not shave for a term of less than 30 days. You know, at least 30 days of Nazirus before you can go ahead and shave and sacrifices, etc. So again, how you read that Mishnah, subject to some amount of debate, but those are the two ways to read it. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Somebody says, I am a Nazir. Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So ideally that person, right, shaves and brings the sacrifices on day 31, because you do a 30 day set of Naziris. The next day you shave your head and bring the sacrifices. V'im gilach liyom shloshim yatsa. But if you shaved on day number 30, you have indeed fulfilled your obligation because of the principle of miktas hayom kikulo, right, that a portion of the day is like the entirety of the day. Right, that's a concept that we know from Shiva, from Shloshim. That's why you get up in the morning of the seventh day, because part of the day is like the entirety of the day. So it's not ideal, but you certainly have fulfilled your obligation. But if you say, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if you specify 30 days, not just relying on the fact that a regular Nazir is 30 days, Im Gilach, the Yom Shloshim Lo Yatzah. If you shaved on day 30, you did not fulfill your obligation, because here you specifically said 30 days, you obviously intended a full 30 days. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.